This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. We have taken our walk. We have put our deodorant on. Todd has gone to the bathroom. Cal has burped. And he was exercising in the producer's room. And we're ready to roll for Hour number 3 with a case or no case. And more important than that, we're going to talk about Ray Carruth getting out of jail. E-scooter lawsuits. Those dangerous e-scooters that are cruising all over the place. And Stormy Daniels' lawyer is ordered to pay almost $5 million to his former partners. Not just the Trump getting down on him, but now his partners are coming after him for millions of dollars.
He's having a bad
He's having
week.
A bad year.
And he's going to run for the president in 2022.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But he also said whoever's going to be the spokesperson for the Democrat Party better be a white male. So he just stumbled over
like
himself.
Like I said, he's having a bad week.
Yeah.
Well, isn't he also under investigation for IRS?
He has tax issues. There's all kinds of things going on. Yeah. And then the most important thing we're going to talk about at the end of the hour, copyright infringement of Halloween costumes. Those evil children walking around in those copyright infringed Halloween costumes. And by the way, remember when we talked earlier about the my sound levels are all screwed up? It's my fault, because I scream sometimes in it and I go low like this, right? Is that the problem, Cal?
Yeah, you're kind of like Richard Harris. You know the actor Richard Harris?
No.
Yes.
It's either up here or it's down here. It's up here or it's down here.
So I get a little excited. That's
do you know who Richard Harris is?
No.
Did you see the very first Harry Potter?
Yes.
He played Dumbledore.
Oh,
he played Dumbledore, I think, in the first one, maybe the second one, and then he tragically passed on.
Are you trying to say I'm Dumbledore?
No.
And if you watch, if you ever like old musical movies, you should see the movie What? He played King Arthur in that movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Orca that was supposed to be the Jaws counter, but with a killer whale instead of a shark? He played the fisherman that the killer whale was going after.
Wow.
With Bo Derek also in that.
And the movie was still a bomb.
Yes, it was a bad film.
I just listened when you said Bo Derek. That's
era.
Yeah.
That's
Fred
the 70s.
Perked right up and said, "Who? What was that?"
I got those cornrow braids.
Oh yeah.
During that era.
Well,
yeah.
Will you bring some pictures in some days so we can see you when you had the Bo Derek picture look? So
yeah, I actually could get to those.
If you want to call in, call us at 855 Law Radio. Sometimes we have so many callers. Sometimes we have absolutely none. Today, nobody wants to talk to us, but that's okay. You could tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
I wouldn't want to talk to us either.
I wouldn't either. Who wants to talk to us? Welcome, KYAH, which is KYA in Utah, 540 AM Talk. They're new. Thank you for picking us up. I guess we're all up and down most of Utah, the Wasatch Front, Salt Lake, all the way down to south, not to St. George, but it's a big draw. And actually, I called some people I knew there, and they actually heard the station all over. But thank you for joining. KPay and Chico is our newest, 1290 AM. So anyway, let's remember that these are only allegations we're talking about. General legal topics is all we're going to discuss, and the principles. Do not go to the judge or friends or family and said, "This is what Fred and Denise and Todd said."
Not a citable source.
Yes, we are having more fun.
Not even persuasive.
Yes, we're just having fun talking about legal topics. Seek legal counsel.
Not precedent setting. Either.
Yes.
Just in case. Yeah.
Not part of stare decisis.
The most important part is case or no case is going to roll in. We were talking earlier in hour two about the songwriter that received $44 million against his partners. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We said we were going to follow up. Nah, that's boring. We already told you. We're going to move on from that because case or no case is what everyone wants to hear. Cal, roll it. Yes, Monster Man. Yeah, Cal's dancing in there.
I was working in the lab late night when my eyes...
Bobby,
He's playing Monster Mash.
And my monster from its lab began...
Monster Mash, right here for you.
And suddenly, to my surprise... He did the monster mash.
We're on Facebook Live. We're Facebook Live on my Facebook.
Oh, man.
They can still see it.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
That doesn't matter. They can't. Don't worry about that.
Case or no case.
Bobby Ford is pick it. I love it. This is a very appropriate Halloween theme. But before we do, I just want to remind you that the score right now, as Denise puts her mic back on, the score right now is Mr. Fred Penny, 76, Denise Dirks, 77, and Todd Kunin, 75, and that that's what the score.
We're really close, man.
Yeah, we're right there. We're neck and neck.
100 points, those of you who don't know, get 11 bars from Donna.
Yeah.
That's his wife.
Neck and neck. So quickly, right. Jeffrey and Vicky
Pertell
are not happy people. They're very,
pray tell.
Yeah, pray tell. In general, just not happy people. Their unhappiness intensified after their neighbors insisted that an RV, yes, an RV.
That's an RV.
Oh,
an
Uncle RV. Eddie. Okay, is that Eddie's RV?
That's right. All right.
That's an RV.
An RV in their driveway be removed, and they called the authorities. So the Pertells expressed their annoyance by setting up a Halloween display in their front yard featuring tombstones with messages about their neighbors. One tombstone inscription referring to Pertell's neighbor, Jim Red. Here lies Jimmy, the old town idiot.
Oh, yes. I like this case. Nice.
The Pertells' neighbors complained to the police after they realized the inscriptions were about them. The police ordered the Pertells to remove the tombstones, but Mr. Pertell said, nope. I have my First Amendment rights. And then they covered up the inscriptions with pieces of tape. After the tombstones remained on display after Halloween, and after some of the duct tape fell off, the neighbors complained again. The officer came, placed Mr. Pertell in handcuffs, ordered him to take down the tombstones, and he said, no, I guess I'll do it rather than being arrested. The officer said, fine, released him from the handcuffs. Pertell finally took down the tombstones, and so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case? And I guess, Denise, let's go ahead and, friend, let's start with you. Fred, we haven't started with you in a while.
Sure.
Fred, case or no case? And if so, what was the outcome, if you please?
Absolutely, it's a case. And by the way, who put the tape over it? I didn't catch that.
The people who put up the tombstones.
Put tape over it?
Yeah, because the cops said you can't.
So the answer is yes, it's a case. And the answer is it's a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. That's a freedom of speech issue. They can put whatever they want on their tombstone so long as it's not racially motivated or something against the Constitution or a constitutional protected class. The neighbor being a sniveling idiot is not a protected class. It is absolutely important and imperative that they can do stuff like that. So the answer is case. The people that put the tombstones up are the winners, and they can even take the tape off. And it's a civil matter if the neighbor wants to bring up slander case against them or whatever they want to do against them, slander, libel, all that stuff.
And remember...
That's an RV.
All right,
RV.
Now, Denise, yes.
that's my deal.
Case or no case?
Well, it could also be a constitutional issue. If it's a freedom of speech and the police are the ones that ordered him to take down the tombstones and then subject him to arrest, and then he decided he'd rather take him down than be arrested, he could sue the police force for that because they are of interfering with his constantly protected speech.
Hmm. So case or no case, and what's the outcome?
No case.
What?
No.
Thank you.
Oh, well,
ooh, you're going all out. There
telling
you go.
You, she is.
Look at her. She's all giddy about it.
Feeling good about it. Todd, we don't have a whole lot of time here, about 15 seconds. So,
well, in the interest of time, I'll just say really quickly, I think this is not a case. I think you're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. No case, Todd.
We'll be right back after this with whether or not Fred's going to get skunked or Denise and Todd are going to get points.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal service is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Sturks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I was like that. Monster Mash. Cal, case or no case, give me points, man. Give me points. Tell them really quickly, briefly about it.
Yeah, let's summarize here. There's a couple that have gotten a little spat with their neighbors because apparently their neighbors were not particularly happy over the fact that they had a,
an RV
parked there in the yard, you know, and so they got in a little spat with them, and they put up tombstones that made fun of the neighbors who called the cops on the RV, and that caused a little, what's the word I'm looking for, a conflict. An officer came and said, "You can't say that about your neighbor." And the guy says, "Yes, I can." So the officer said, "Well, all right." Then after Halloween, he left them up. The tape came off. Cop comes again and says, "Look, you can't say that." The guy said, "Yes, I can." "Yes, I can." Fine. He cuffs him up. Says, "We're going to deal with this in this way." And so I asked if that was a case or no case, and both Denise and Todd said it was not a case. And Fred, you said
it was a case. Uh-oh.
And he prevailed.
And who prevailed in the case? In your...
Oh, I said who prevailed is the guy that put the tombstones up.
Yes.
All right. For those of you who, and this will be an interesting interpretation, I suppose. Those of you who said it was not a case.
You're dead, guys.
Yeah, those of you who said it's not a case.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Brett Penny nailed. I knew it. Oh, thank you.
Well, there you go. All right. Here's what's interesting. Denise is going to be very upset.
Because she nailed the details.
She nailed the deets.
Right. Which is
she said the Pertels sued the officer for violating their free speech rights under the First Amendment. The court found that the tombstone messages were indeed protected speech.
I said too.
They concluded that the officer made a reasonable mistake in believing that he could order the Pertels to remove the tombstones. And so here's the trick to the outcome that none of you got.
No, I won. They can put the tombstones up. All right. Your Honor, okay.
Therefore, the officer was entitled to what? If you say, tell me what he was entitled to, then I'll go ahead and award.
Ordered them to take it down.
He was entitled to qualified immunity.
Why did I, Denise, what did I say during the break? Or talk. I said police officers, tell them what I said.
You don't sue police officers.
No, I said police officers have protections.
They have a lot of protections.
Protections from being sued civilly.
So,
I'm there.
What that means is...
Audience, give it to me.
Mr. Penny now has 78.
Yes!
No, he didn't get both of them.
Yes,
right.
I did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
Denise has 77.
So wait a second.
He didn't get both of them right.
I did.
Hold on. So Fred's guess was
that he prevailed.
That it was a case, and that the homeowner, the people that put up the signs
prevailed, that they could put their signs up. Is what I said.
Prevailed,
and they did.
No, they didn't. Because the cops prevailed.
The cop prevailed under the qualified immunity.
Defense won.
That was my point. They both won. The cops won because he was qualified immunity. The people at the homeowner's office, they won because their tombstones were protected speech.
And here's
so
the
if
deal.
You would have given me either one, I would have given no point.
I'm going to say this.
I get it. I agree.
Here's the deal. Cal didn't say bring up the issue of the other suit. He didn't bring that up. If he would have, then I would have said, no, the cop's going to win under immunity as being a police officer.
Denise
civil
is just upset because now she's behind a police.
Yes,
I am.
I can understand.
I am
giving the touchdown sign, those of you who are not watching.
I am just too kind.
We are Facebook Live, by the way.
What's frustrating is she had it right. She absolutely nailed it right on the head, and she walked away from it. So
give me five.
No high five.
I know. I gave my
answer under duress because I only had 15 seconds. But I'll take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, is case.
Good job.
No case.
Those of you who want to watch us live, go to Facebook. Go join Facebook, or if you have Facebook, we have a Radio Law Talk Facebook. Go to Facebook, our Radio Law Talk. Those of you in Utah who are just joining us, go to Facebook, put Radio Law Talk on, and go watch us live. We're live right now. You can see Denise and I, and you can't see Cal because he's behind there.
Denise and I, good old, what's his name?
Hermetically sealed window.
And that's to shield me from Denise's fiery darts that she's throwing.
Yes, that I shoot from my eyes.
My visual eye darts.
That's my superpower.
I know, I like it. It's very good.
You're hermetically sealed. Cal, broadcasting from the Radio Law Talk humidor.
Nice. Okay, let's talk about another human.
Ray Carew.
Ray Carew.
2000.
Yeah, boy.
Is it 2000 or 2002?
19.
No. 2000. In 2000, he was put in jail and found guilty. I want to make sure. Call. 2001. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was a conviction.
January 2001, a Charlotte jury convicted Carew of conspiring to murder Sharika Adams, his girlfriend then, who was 8 months pregnant with the child who, by the way, survived. That was his. She eventually died from gunshot wounds from an alleged co-conspirator that they're claiming that, and he still says he's innocent. That the jury found him guilty of conspiring to kill her by bringing a hired gun to come shoot her.
Hired two guys to go and kill her. She was shot four times while 8 months pregnant.
And
they kept her alive long enough to save the child.
No, she was alive for a month. Yeah. What happened is
to save the child.
Yeah, they took her by cesarean. Yeah.
And right. But because of the length of time that it took to get her to the hospital.
The child,
who's now 19 years old, or turns 19 next month, has had a lot of physical problems because he went for a long time without getting oxygen while still in the womb before they were able to
and
get
the grandmother
oxygen too.
He was deprived, so he has it was emergency C-sections. 90 minutes after his mother was shot is when they pulled him out. And the grandmother now has custody of him. He's
19. That's the mother's, so it's maternal grandmother.
Right. And I didn't know that, but I guess Ray Carew actually has another girlfriend that he has a child by also. But so he served basically a 16-year sentence, and he's now getting out. His son is what, 19?
His son is 19 years old. He was sentenced to 18 to 22 years. 19, he served 19. We're going to have to pick this up when we come back because we are coming up on our break.
We'll be right back. We'll talk more about Ray Carew.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Police reporting a suspect is in custody after a shooting that caused multiple casualties near the Tree of Life Synagogue in the historically Jewish neighborhood of Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh CEO Jeff Finkelstein.
My heart goes out to all these families. This should not be happening, period. It should not be happening in a synagogue. It should not be happening in our neighborhood here in Squirrel Hill.
As many as a dozen or more people were shot, including three police officers. Four people were killed, and the suspect is in custody. After firing the heaviest rocket attack across the Israeli border since August, Palestinian militants say they'll stop the attacks from the Gaza Strip following an Egyptian-mediated truce. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad says it fired the rockets in retaliation for Israel's killing of four Palestinian protesters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So at Ray Carruth ran a 4.3 40-yard dash, which is fast, those of you who don't know. And Todd was talking about the famous pass that against Michigan where Ray Carruth and who else? Wes, what was the other people?
It was, so there were four people that were really prominent. You had Cordell Stewart was the quarterback. Right. You had Michael Westbrook, who was the receiver on the left side. Ray Carruth, receiver on the right side. And the running back was that year's Heisman Trophy winner, Rashawn Salaam. And you talk about tragedy that it, that affects. I mean, these were the four horsemen of that football team. That was the power. And here we are in 2018. And what's happened to those four? Well, Cordell Stewart had a moderately okay NFL career. Michael Westbrook, I believe, eventually left the NFL, went and started fighting in MMA. We know Ray Carruth was convicted because of his involvement in the death of Sherika Adams. And tragically, Rashawn Salaam, a few years back, took his own life dealing with depression, or not dealing with it, as the case may be. He killed himself. And so,
did they do a brain scan of him?
I don't know if they did that to see if CTE was involved, if that was an issue. I don't know if I would imagine the manner in which he went might have precluded that. Still, it's we talk about these guys and we see them in the sports world. And believe me, folks, I do not want people to think that I'm trying to justify anything Carruth is alleged to have done or did. But the pressure on these guys outside of everyday life, outside of football in everyday life, is amazingly tough. I mean, we the average person could not deal with what these guys have to deal with. Let's talk about Ray Carruth. Ray Carruth, at the time of the incident with Sherika Adams, also had another son.
Yep.
And he was making still his NFL rookie salary, all right?
$368,000 a year.
And that's what he's making, probably living the high life, and paying $3,000 a month in child support for that other child. And probably looking at what's going on here, thinking, well, that's just going to go up. And he was nearing the end of his rookie contract, which means that's when he's going to get the big bucks, and he's probably looking at having to fork over a lot of that. You know, that's just a lot of pressure, you know. And some people make good choices and okay choices when they're faced with pressure. And other people make absolutely disastrously poor choices. They're not prepared for what they're going to do. And I think Ray Carruth fits in that category.
So this is what Ray Carruth is still saying. He says that he still maintains that the person who shot Miss Adams, a guy by the name of Watkins, was that guy's own act as a violent retribution after Carruth backed out of an agreement for financing a drug deal with the guy. That's what's been Carruth's argument the whole time. Not saying it's right or wrong, but that's what he still maintains his innocence.
There were two guys in the car when Sherika Adams,
drive-by shooting,
when she was shot. Okay, she stopped at a light. They went and shot her. And both of those guys were arrested and were the prosecution's key
witnesses.
They were the star witnesses against Ray Carruth, saying we were acting on his orders.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's hard. I'm not saying who's right or wrong, but you think about it. Did you know that when they found Ray Carruth and arrested him after this incident, that he was in a friend's car's trunk, his pants were down around his knees, he had $3,900 and two bottles full of urine in the trunk with him.
Because he had been hiding, and this is a very small trunk.
Crazy.
Very small. And he'd been hiding there for a long time.
It was a very small trunk, and Ray Carruth was not a very small man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an NFL-sized receiver. And now, just before his release, he was making some waves about how he felt he should have been the full-time guardian for the child that survived.
Right.
And I remember that making news. I don't remember what happened after that, which is that he immediately backed off that and said, no, I shouldn't do that. So it was interesting that the news really broadcast that he had made that claim, but they weren't so forthcoming with the, no, I'm not going to.
Well,
do that.
And the grandmother was allegedly saying that she was going to come, and when he got out and walked out, was going to make sure that he saw him and explain to him what happened.
The disabled son.
Yes.
And then she backed up and said, no, maybe not. Which, between you and I think it was probably a good idea.
Probably.
At that point.
I totally agree. She said, he will never be raised by a stranger. His name is Chancellor Lee. Someone who doesn't know, who he doesn't know, and who tried to kill him. I mean,
that's exactly
the point.
I mean, hello, right?
Right.
Well, we got to be neutral here. We got to argue both sides. He was convicted, and that's it.
Right.
But there are people, and again, we're not jumping on his sides. There's people that are convicted that are wrongly convicted, but he still is claiming his innocence. Again, we're not saying he is. But he's claiming that here's two thugs that shoot her that were doing drug deals, supposedly, or want to do a drug deal with him, and these two thugs are saying, oh, no, it was him.
You know, and what happens sometimes with folks like this, it really depends on the upbringing, where they come from. I know that there are other stories about guys that come from the inner cities that maybe had gang involvements when they were teenagers and stuff like that. And you know what? Recently, there was a Powerball lottery where somebody won $1.5 billion. How many people do you think came out of the woodwork to try to get their cut, you know, their seventh cousin? And I remember you back in the fourth grade.
They don't know who it is yet.
Coming forward. That's why the one woman in New England
had sued.
wanted to stay anonymous. Well, so you have all of that. Can you imagine what it's like for an NFL guy,
right,
who makes it big, and then all the people come out of the woodwork and people that know your past, and, you know, you're trying to be an upstanding person, and you get these people that come out and say, hey, you know, you're making a lot of money. How about you float me $100,000? And help me with this drug deal, and, you know, they're your childhood buddies, and you can't say no. It's just one bad choice after another.
Right.
So he was a poet. Did you know that?
No.
Ray Carruth.
No.
Yeah, he wrote a poem, and I'd like to just read a couple sentences because it's really I think, appropriate. He says, think about how many times you've been to the zoo. Ever wonder how it would feel if one of the animals were you? And it ends, I bet you never sense the animal's pain, humility, or rage, because it's impossible to conceive unless you've lived on both sides of the cage. That is very poetic.
There's a lot of people out there saying, who cares? That guy, you know, you got a dead girlfriend and a mom, and you've got a disabled child. Who cares? And there's people out there screaming right now at the radio saying that, and I get it.
Now, some of the silver linings in something like this would be, it was after the Ray Carruth and other instances of stuff like this that the NFL really started to step up their education of rookies when they come out about explaining to them how their life is going to change now that they're making the big bucks or bigger bucks that they had before and being responsible. Because, I mean, look, the NFL, it's all about their image. You got an image problem.
Right.
With stuff like this and with, you know, past stars that are now living on the streets because they blew all their money.
Guys beating their girlfriends.
Domestic violence. Really the predecessor to the really strict anti-domestic violence toleration, I guess.
That's right.
Well, let's move on from that. That's an interesting thing. We'll follow it as things go and see if there's any lawsuits with it. But we're going to talk about Michael Avanti. Is that how you say it?
Avenatti.
Avenatti. Why do I always say things wrong? My dad always said things. Avenatti. Anyway, he is Stormy Daniels' attorney, and I know that's Cal's favorite guy and gal.
But
it comes down to, and this has nothing to do with the Trump or the Stormy Daniels thing.
Nope.
You're thinking, the first thing you hear is he owes millions of dollars. You're thinking, oh, to Trump or anything to do with Stormy Daniels? No, his former partner has sued him and won a $5 million, oh, just under $5 million, like $4 million, high $4 million and change.
$4.85 million
for what, Todd? What happened? What is going on?
Oh, let's see. It was money he personally guaranteed on a settlement. Mm-hmm. And it was a settlement over back pay, and he backed out of it. And so the court said, no, you owe that $4.85 million.
These are partners. And apparently this guy brought a lawsuit in California before the judge, and the judge ordered him on Monday, this past Monday, to pay nearly $5 million to him. And it's a Los Angeles Superior Court.
And it's been a bad week. I mean, in addition to this, he's been, let's see, his law firm has been evicted for not paying their rent. With regard to the stuff that happened on Capitol Hill, the Kavanaugh hearings, he has now been referred for two separate criminal inquiries about the manner in which he provided statements to Congress.
Statements under penalty of felony.
That's right. So Mr. Avenatti's having a bad week.
And not only that, Trump's saying, well, it's got to be Stormy Daniels that has to pay attorney's fees to Trump because she lost.
Has that been determined? We know it's in the works. Do we know the amount yet?
No, we don't. The amount we don't know at this point because don't forget they'll go review that. But that's on his plate. And he wants to run for president. Well, don't forget, when you run for president, you become a president. All that stuff goes away. It's much easier for you.
Yes.
Ask Obama, Clinton, Bush, and Trump. We'll be right back after that.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All right, now back to the show. Here is Fred Penny.
Hey, that's some cool music, Cal. I like that.
That's awesome. An old Andrew Lloyd Webber song, Andrew Gold, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Spooky Scary Skeleton.
Your soul, seal your doom tonight.
That fits right in, because we're going to talk about copyright infringement of Halloween costumes in just a few seconds.
Yes.
But before we do that, let's really quick, we just want to finish on this e-scooter lawsuits. E-scooters, are you see those little scooters that they stand
all
on?
All over.
That are all over the place. And the purpose of kind of bringing them in, according to these lawsuits, the defense, which is the scooter companies, are saying, well, you know, we're trying to be green. We're trying to make it so people can get around without, and I guess they're just like electric, is that
they
right?
They are, they're yeah. electric.
And people in the cities, San Francisco, and a lot of different big metropolis areas can get around quickly, easily, but what's happening is people are getting run into, and you know, because they're jumping on sidewalks, they're cruising all over the place, and there's a lot of people getting hurt. And these guys don't have licenses, and more than likely they don't have any insurance, and so these people are getting hurt, and they're saying, who are we going to sue? they're going after the scooter companies. And this is what's,
and even
what's
the cities
about.
Are going after the scooter companies. Yeah. They want to have make them have to have special ordinances. You know, they have ordinances to try to control them. And
right.
they're, like, sitting on every single corner. Like, if you go to San Jose or San Francisco, there's two or three different types
right.
now.
So basically, the argument is they're dumping scooters on public streets without the appropriate warning, is what the Daily Mail is calling it. And it goes into, they're also saying that there's defective electronics, mechanical parts, as well as inadequate safety instructions. They haven't showed any proof of that, by the way. But these are just allegations that they're trying to bring up. But there's no evidence of those specific claims. But anyway, you've got all these individual companies being sued, and obviously they're trying to make it a big class action suit and to stop people from getting injured. The defendants are saying safety's always been on their, you know, look, safety is important, but they're trying to reduce cars from streets. Cars, does that mean the car manufacturers are going to be sued because they're driving around, people are driving around and killing people in cars, and that's their argument. So that's the key is it's not just going against one specific company, but it's going against the whole
industry.
Yeah, it's a cash grab, because
yeah.
if they really wanted to regulate it, they just passed a law saying scooters are illegal. You can't have them there. Or pass a law increasing the liability for the person who is using the scooter. But
yeah, or they've got to have insurance.
Or they have to pay, like, part of the yeah. payment for the scooter is a little piece of insurance.
That's
why
right.
not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
So anyway, so we've decided and figured all that out now. So, but here's the most important part. And Cal, get ready to do something, I don't know what, something exciting, because this is going to be a good thing we're going to talk about. Copyright infringement of the Halloween costumes. All right, now, Todd.
Yes.
Those of you listening, 855 Law Radio, if anyone wants to call or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, Todd is going to tell you the non-infringed copyright people that are making
Show
these costumes.
Them.
Yeah, so basically, you know, everybody wants to go as their favorite superhero or character here and there, and these costume making companies that use the fabric that will only work for 15 minutes.
Yes.
If
you catch fire, be careful.
Yeah, they clearly want to capitalize on that, but they can't call it Superman, or they can't call it Batman or Darth Vader or anything like that.
Can we call it that?
Obviously, they would get sued by those companies for referring to that, so they have to come up with creative names to describe essentially the same type of costume. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you the name and give you a description of what the costume looks like. And Fred, Denise, Cal, I want you guys to see if you can guess what the costume is. All right, here's the first one. Are you ready? Okay. The name, well, the description is it's purple. There's some googly eyes, looks kind of like a monster. And the name is Biscuit Beast.
Barney.
It's called Biscuit Beast.
Why, Barney, of course.
Barney. Any other takers?
Would no, we say can't Barney? Say it's Barney because we don't officially,
but
we're not saying that. But
sounds, looks like it might be similar to Barney.
I will give you another hint. There is no tail, and it does not look like a dinosaur.
All right.
The title is Biscuit Beast.
Cookie Monster.
There you go. It's Cookie Monster. That's what it looks like.
Oh, we don't know that it looks like
him. I thought he was blue.
Just so
no,
you know.
Purple.
We're
but
saying
that's supposed to that looks like that's what they are trying to copy. Okay, here's another one.
By the way, stop. We're not saying it is.
No, we're not saying it is. Okay, so
you think it just looks like that.
Here's another one. It looks like a guy wearing a striped suit here, and it's called Juice Demon.
Beetlejuice.
Juice Demon.
All right. Here we go.
These are all talking about cops. Is it a copyright infringement?
Yes.
That's the question.
Here's another one. A guy wearing a blue, red, white, and blue outfit with a mask, carrying a shield that has a star.
Oh,
and it's called, hold on. It's called Brave Warrior America.
Well, Captain America.
Captain America.
Well, I was going to guess Fred Pitt.
Okay.
Are we getting points for lemon bars?
All right, here's
no,
one.
No, this is Todd's contest.
Here's one that looks like
a, we get a kitty cat.
It looks like a 16-bit type character, very square, wearing, holding a sword called Mind Game. Minecraft. All right. I'm going to skip. Okay, here we go. This is one that cracked me up. Okay. So it looks like, as part of this costume, there is a blonde wig. All right. And the character looks to have a little bit of blood running out of their nose. And it's called Unusual Events.
Lemony Snickets?
Not Lemony Snickets.
I don't know that one.
Does anyone know the show that was very popular on Netflix called
Stranger Things?
It's a costume for 11 on Unusual Events.
Okay.
Okay, this one is...
very interesting how they're trying to get around the issues of trademark.
This one here is more in the way they did the name, okay? So it looks like the stereotypical kid living in ancient Arabia, okay?
Oh, my gosh, and I already know.
And he doesn't have a monkey or a magic carpet with him. But the title is A-LAD... A costume.
A lad in a costume. There's no copyright there.
You're all morons.
Yeah,
okay, this one is wearing a muscly green suit that looks like it has some sort of shell on it, and it's called Pubescent Frog of Silent War.
Ninja Turtle.
That's the best one.
What is it again? Say it.
Pubescent Frog of Silent War. Okay, what if I said this one? Hungry Rebel Girl.
Hunger Games.
There we go. We're running out of time
here. No, we got more.
Interesting.
Why do we bring this on Radio Law Talk? We talk about trademark issues. Copyright.
Okay, you know. So here's one. It's a girl on a cell phone, and she's wearing a yellow...
Denise Dirks.
Yellow and black plaid mini skirt, and it's called Notionless. As in, you have no notion what's going on. Notionless.
Clueless.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
I
can wear that costume.
Okay.
I pretty much do it every day.
Here we go. Here is one. The guy is wearing a helmet with a breathing apparatus face mask, all black with some electronic stuff on the front, carrying what appears to be a lightsaber, and it's titled Men's Out of Space Costume.
Barf Evader.
Barf Evader, yes.
No copyright or trademark problem.
Okay, here we go. This guy is wearing a red and white striped long sleeve t-shirt. They are horizontal stripes, blue pants, very prominent round dark glasses, and a stocking cap. And the title is Where's the Stripey Dude?
We're gonna end on that great Where's the Stripey Dude? I'm gonna wear Where's the Stripey Dude. Hey Cal, thanks for being with us today. I'm your host, Fred Finney. Radio Law Talk, we are booming, we are expanding. Listen to us on your local station. If it's not there, call your local station. Remember, you can hear us live on www.radiolawtalk.com. Thank you, Armed Forces Radio Network. Cal, we'll be right back in 1 week.
It's just a week. For many people, the saddest time of their lives, because now we're going to be gone for a whole week. But we'll see you next week right here on Radio Law Talk.
Bye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.